Yesterday we discussed verses 28 and 29 of Surah Banu Israel. Let's just do a quick recap. In verse 28, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. If you ever turn away from them, awaiting the grace of your sustainer which you hope for, then speak to them with gentle speech. Meaning, at times people will come to you for help and you may not be in a position to help them. So do not abstain out of embarrassment and just avoid them or just tell them no. But try and you know, say, soften the blow. Tell them, at the moment, I don't have. I really wish I had. If I had, I would have helped you. And if something does come my way, I will definitely consider you. This is what the scholars have written, that you mustn't have an attitude of indifference. You mustn't insult them when you don't have anything to give. Don't you know why I'm also struggling? Why you come to me? No, you know, it's not an appropriate way. It's difficult for a genuine person to ask in the first place. And then on top of it, you're rubbing salt into their wounds, as they would say. It is mentioned that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had received a supply of cloth, he distributed it to those who were deserving. And after that, some others came. They were also deserving, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nothing to give. And this is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse that... tell them you've got nothing, but soften the landing. You can't always be in control. You can't always have, you know, everything for everyone. Then the second verse which we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. Do not keep your hand fastened to your neck. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. Now open it fully. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا. Or else you will sit down condemned and impoverished. And we spoke yesterday about moderation. On the one hand, don't be so tight that you don't spend. Allah has created people who are magnets for those who are needy. So the needy gravitate towards you. But you're not doing them a favor, they're doing you a favor because you're benefiting from the rewards. It's Allah's wealth which Allah is distributing to them via you. And you're enjoying certain benefits as a result of that. So don't be too tight. But on the other hand, don't give so much that you yourself become needy. I explained yesterday that those people who have a very high level of taqwa, they're exempted from this. We spoke about how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even gave the shirt on his own back and had no shirt. And salah had to be delayed a little bit. But that was because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a high level of tawakkul. How Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave all of his wealth for the expedition and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it from him. And people said, what have you left for your family? He said, I've left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are the people who won't get affected, who won't get despondent, who won't, you know, become imbalanced as a result of distributing so much. But for the ordinary person, you should keep adequate for yourself so you don't have to stretch your hands to others and you don't put yourself in a difficulty. So moderation. They say a person who follows a moderate way will never become impoverished. So at the end of this verse, which we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses two words, maluman, condemned, and mahsuran, impoverished. So maluman, condemned, it refers to those people who don't spend. And mahsuran, impoverished, to those who spend too much in charity and then they leave themselves in a difficult situation. Now there's one more verse where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, verse 30, before we wrap up this ruku. Inna rabbaka yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir, innahu kana bi'ibadihi khabiran basira. Your sustainer expands provision for whom he wills, and he also straightens it, meaning narrows it. He alone is fully aware of his servants and sees them. So, by holding back your hand and not giving, you don't become rich and others don't become poor. And by giving, others don't become rich, you don't become poor. Who's going to be rich and who's going to be poor doesn't depend on how much you give or don't give. It depends on the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are those who are exceptionally generous and Allah still gives them even more. And then there are those who are totally stingy and they're always struggling. So that is ultimately in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also, if you can't help someone, don't become overly distressed. Because it's not your job. You're not the sustainer to look after every need of everyone. It doesn't mean you should become indifferent. You should look for an opportunity to score reward and to benefit others. But if you genuinely don't have anything, then leave it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it is Allah who expands provision and Allah who straightens it, who narrows it. Now, the scholars write that Allah is aware of everyone's current and future external and internal condition. That's why Allah decides to give to some more and to give to others less. There's a hadith a Qudsi when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, there are some of my servants for whom it is better to remain poor. Had I made them rich, their religion would have been destroyed. On the contrary, that they are those whom I made rich. Had I made them poor, they would have been unable to remain steadfast on religion. Apart from these two, there are certain wretched persons for whom outward affluence is a form of respite, meaning from punishment, or for whom poverty and dire circumstances is a form of punishment. So we need to seek refuge in Allah from both, that Allah makes us rich to grant us respite from punishment, where we are being given a rope to hang ourselves, or that Allah makes us poor as a form of punishment. We should ask Allah for barakah in whatever He gives us. So that brings us to the end then of verse number 30 and ruku number 3 of Surah Banu Israel.